Proclamation number 2435 of August 3, 1942. Formulation of the thought. Every thought is formulated by the will of man, so in a certain respect man is certainly responsible for the nature of his thoughts, but he is not to be regarded as the originator of the thought. The thought is first transmitted to him, not that it arises through him. It is only that man first gives the thoughts that come to him the expression that mostly corresponds to his nature. And that is why he believes himself to be the author of the thought. Admittedly, he also determines which thought material can be conveyed to him because this is decided by his will, for the will can just as well refuse to convey the thought material it receives to the brain and thus allow the human being to become aware of it. But if the will has decided to accept the thought material also intellectually, it now also gives it the form, i.e., the influx of strength from the spiritual kingdom becomes what the human being understands by thought. For thought is spiritual power that is expressed in coherent sentences. That is why we speak of one's own thinking, because the human being himself forms the sentences, because he first formulates what is spiritually imparted to him in such a way that it becomes comprehensible to his fellow human being. And this formulation of the thought corresponds to his nature. It will always be as the human being himself considers it to be generally understandable, because he would like to pass on what he has received and seeks the most suitable form for this. It can therefore be generally said that the human being thinks for himself because he will only express what is comprehensible to his nature. But he does not realize that every thought flows from an originator as a force, that he himself only forms these thoughts in a way that suits him. This formulation is again an activity of the brain, i.e., utilizing the life force that is given to every human being. For this ability is given to him by God, quite independently of the creative power, thus on his own authority, to appropriate a spiritual treasure by being guided from the heart to the brain and to utilize it intellectually, thus to shape the thoughts he receives through his will in such a way that it takes on the personal character, so to speak. And it is now regarded as his own product. Amen.